them again at 4 and was able to predict language skill. Her team also tested kids as old as 14 and were able to predict reading skill as well as flag learning disabilities. I asked Kraus what she'd like to see in her looking glass.
My vision for this is to have every child tested at birth.
Because, Kraus says, this science fiction idea is based on something we've known for decades. When it comes to helping kids with literacy challenges, earlier is better. Corey Turner, NPR News, Washington.
And this is NPR News.
Good morning. It's 8:35. I'm Jeff Bossert with the opening market report for this Tuesday. U.S. grain futures fell in early trading today as crop data weighed on corn and wheat markets, and weather improved in the Midwest. Soybeans gained. Wheat prices extended losses following federal data that showed the harvest of winter crops as of Sunday was running ahead of the prior five-year average. The U.S. Department of Agriculture yesterday said about 75% of winter wheat grown in the southern Great Plains and eastern Midwest had collected as of Sunday, compared to an average of 74% for the previous 5 years. Though heavy rainfall earlier this summer delayed field work, drier weather last week provided some farmers with an open harvest window, which also included new supplies to the nation's pipeline. Most Asian stock markets were modestly higher today after positive U.S. earnings reports boosted sentiment. Now that the Greek crisis is fading from view and China's stock market has abated, investors are taking the pulse of the global economy. They'll be looking at the wave of U.S. second quarter corporate results being released this week, including by U.S. toymaker Hasbro and the oil and gas company Halliburton.
Support for this agricultural weather forecast on WILL comes from the Friends of WILL. Thank you. And from Busey, with more than 145 years of strength and service in our communities. Busey, your dream, our promise.
And now take a look at weather for the growing areas. Joining us live on the phone is World Weather Meteorologist Drew Lerner. Drew?
Good morning, Jeff. It's a wonderful day across a part of the Midwest, but we do still have some ongoing concerns about some shower and thunderstorm activity occurring across parts of Missouri. It looks as though the majority of the state is engulfed with some more showers and thunderstorms during the last 24 hours. The central portions of the state ended up with the most significant amounts of rain, but it was a lot heavier rainfall that occurred yesterday across parts of western Kentucky. Also, some storms occurred from Texas Panhandle into parts of Oklahoma. But the majority of the Midwest got away without a lot of precipitation. There was some additional rain that occurred in parts of Indiana, of all places. It's still way too wet there. And the forecast, though, is offering still a favorable summertime weather pattern for the majority of the region. And by that, I'm specifically stating about the mix of sunshine and rainfall that are going to occur across the Midwest. This will occur over the next 10 days to 2 weeks. There will be still some locally heavy thunderstorms at times, and I certainly don't want to totally minimize that prospect, but there will be still some very good weather, too. A big part of the Midwest is experiencing a really favorable environment with sunshine and warm temperatures. We expect to see a lot of afternoon highs coming up over the next 4 weeks to run mostly in the 80s across a big part of the region. There will be a few days of warmer weather that will come along at the end of this work week, and as we go from Friday into Saturday and Sunday, we will see some lower 90s returning to many areas in the west and southern parts of the Midwest, and this will likely stimulate some faster crop development rates and some faster drying as well. That will be favorable for many areas across the region. We don't have very many, if any, places that are too dry across the region, so certainly a little warm and dry bias conditions will be welcome. Until we get to the end of the week, though, a lot of highs for the next few days will be running in the 80s. Today will only be in the upper 70s and lower 80s across a big part of the region. It will be slightly warmer tomorrow. Our low temperatures at night are expected to slip back mostly into the 60s and lower 70s through a big part of the next 5 to 7 days. There will be a few 50-degree readings tomorrow morning across the north. Our rain prospects, as I mentioned before, are favorable periodically as we move forward through this next 10-day period. I think the majority of the temperatures or I'm sorry, the precipitation that's going to occur is going to be light, but we will find ourselves involved in some shower and thunderstorm activity periodically. The first opportunity for meaningful rainfall that's organized is going to hold off until we get to Thursday night and Friday in the western Corn Belt. At that point, we'll see some showers and thunderstorms coming with a weak cool front that will cut across the region. Areas from Missouri to Wisconsin and Minnesota could see some locally heavy rainfall at that point. Some amounts will run anywhere from a quarter to three quarters of an inch, and totals getting upwards to an inch and a half. The line of storms is expected to break up as it moves through the eastern portions of the Midwest as we get out into the heart of the weekend, but we'll still see scattered showers across our region. The majority of the rain is going to run anywhere from around a couple tenths of an inch upwards to three quarters of an inch. I don't think we'll see any real seriously heavy rainfall for the region. And we'll see some additional precipitation come along as we move out towards the first half of next week. So it's just a continuation of very good summertime weather for the majority of the region. In other areas around the world that we continue to watch, we're still paying a lot of attention to the drier tendency that's occurring in France right now. Also in Australia, where everyone was fearing a big drought this year, it's actually very good moisture conditions. Even India, where the fear was El Nino was going to create a lot of trouble, is actually experiencing better than average rainfall right now. So El Nino, even though it's getting a lot of hype, isn't necessarily the big bad boy that it was expected. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for agricultural weather on WILL comes from Busey. With more than 145 years of experience, Busey understands the benefits healthy businesses provide the local economy, proudly partnering with the business community since 1868. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Now, taking a look at the markets with us is Pete Manhart at Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, and we've been mixed here in the overnight and this morning. Corn has been up 2.5 to down 3. Beans have been unchanged to up 8. And wheat has been down 5 to up 4. Yesterday, we had the big move down. After a week ago's highs, we got within 6 yesterday of the 50% retracement down on the corn. And on beans, we hit 990, which 50% down would have been 970. We bounced off those areas late in the day yesterday, but today again, December corn hit 413. We're at 415.5 right now, down a half. The September's unchanged at 405. Beans for August are at 1011 and three quarters, up 4. That's unchanged, was their low today. The November's at 990 yesterday, closing at around 99. We hit 1007 early today. We're at 1002 and three quarters, up 3.25. Wheat's been up on down all over the place. We're at 531 in September, down 1.75. That's 3.5 off their low and 6 off their high. So mixed. This retracement in 1 week from the almost 50% from the highs helped push by funds getting out after they had driven prices up for 3 weeks, plus the good warm dry weather. The problem with warm dry weather is it really doesn't help damaged corn. It can help the soybeans. But mixed prices as we go outside-wise. Hogs are up 50 today in August. Cattle are down 42 in August, and the feeder cattle are down 155 at 214.80. Crude oil is up 72 a barrel now, back over 51. We went under 50 yesterday. We're at 51.21, up 77 on that crude. And the U.S. dollar is back down 44 today at 97.72. It was up at 98.50 plus yesterday, helping hurt prices. Again, corn unchanged, beans up 4. We expect mix now into finding out what we really have for crop yields. It's the eastern Midwest with poor crops against the northern and western with possibly really good crops pushing and shoving around. And this is Pete Manhart at Bates Commodities in Normal.
All right, thanks, Pete. Looking at the forecast around Champaign-Urbana today, mostly sunny skies, a high around 80 degrees, tonight mostly clear. A low of 60 tonight, or rather tomorrow, mostly sunny. The high around 80 degrees. Partly cloudy tomorrow night. A low in the lower 60s. Mostly sunny skies. Thursday, the high in the lower 80s. Partly cloudy Thursday night. A low of 65. Mostly sunny Friday. The high in the mid 80s. Partly cloudy Friday night, a low around 67 degrees. Chance of showers and thunderstorms. The next chance of rain comes on Saturday. Mostly sunny Saturday, a high around 86. And a low of 70 Saturday night with partly cloudy skies. Right now, 71 degrees in Urbana. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. Another hour of Morning Edition is ahead. It's 9 o'clock.
Good morning. As the United States reopened its embassy in Havana, some Cubans who came to watch said they hope this means better times for them. More on Morning Edition from NPR News. In Ohio today, Governor John Kasich becomes the 16th Republican running for president. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. This hour, we'll meet a man who could very well interview every one of the candidates. Brent Roeske says he's brought Hollywood hustle to the Iowa caucus coverage game. And we'll hear from Ambassador William Burns, who led the secret talks with Iranian diplomats that led to the deal. It's Tuesday, July 21st. On this day, 90 years ago, in Tennessee, John T. Scopes was found guilty of teaching the theory of evolution. News is next.